Joining me in the studio is Delaney Richmond, the Jackson County Emergency Manager. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Your office recently launched a new emergency notification system. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
So it's an interesting process. To begin with, I think we need to understand what the mass emergency alert system is, because there's a few different names that people can use and they seem to be interchanged quite a bit. So the entire state of Oregon has a contract with Everbridge. Now, Everbridge is a software system that's a mass emergency notification system, and that's where Jackson Alerts, our new system, resides. Now, before that, we had a shared account with Josephine County. And due to some recent changes in Josephine County's, you know, Board of Commissioner decisions, we decided to move forward with launching our own internal one. And then this also allows for some improved security and alerting features that benefit us as well.
Okay, hold on. You mentioned Jackson Alerts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
That is our new system name. So previously it was Citizen Alert. That's the shared account between Jackson and Josephine County. Now we've moved to Jackson Alerts, which is for Josephine County or Jackson County residents. Josephine County residents still use Citizen Alert.
Okay, so tell me about the previous system. What were some of the advantages and disadvantages?
So the other system, I think, to understand the background, you have to understand the relationship of emergency management back in the day. So there's about three or four emergency managers prior to me that decided to do a joint account, and that was because she was covering both counties. So at the time, it made sense for one emergency manager kind of covering the region to have access to the alerting system in this way. The disadvantages is that, one, we don't really have control over our account in the terms of being able to make our own decisions and how we change alert templates, settings, and publishing options. So this sounds pretty technical, but in the end of the day, this is pretty important when it comes to being able to, you know, after an incident occurs, we have an after action, and then we're able to go back and revise our templates and make our process more smoother.
Okay,
so this allows us more flexibility and freedom to do that.
So this is about communication.
Correct.
And so as technology advances,
mm-hmm.
you need to be able to change your process, your platforms.
Yeah, so it's a newer system. It's still Everbridge. So, and I want to make sure that everyone understands that if you had signed up for Citizen Alert, we have all of your information. Everything was migrated over with a Jackson County address. So if you live in Josephine County and work in Jackson County, we still have your Jackson County work address. So you'll have two different profiles if you live in one county and work in the other. Most people who signed up online received an email. It should have been from Jackson Alerts. I swear it's not spam. It's from us. And it's from the Everbridge system saying, hey, we see that you had an online account with Everbridge. We need you to set up a new username and new password so that way you can come in and confirm your information was, you know, up to date. So we have your information. Even if people don't use this email or don't use the link to review their information,
right,
we still have it. But the call to action is to make sure that people update their information going into this fire season and make sure everything's up to date.
How many people are we talking about? What's the population of Jackson County and Josephine County?
So it's interesting. So the system doesn't go by population. It goes by contact types.
Okay.
So for instance, I am one person. I have one account in Everbridge, but I have two cell phones, an email, and two emails. So I can receive, you know, text message and phone calls on two different numbers and an email address. So the way that it worked was we didn't migrate by person. We migrated by data points, if that makes sense.
Wow. So one person could have three or four data points.
Or more. Some people have a lot more if they have, you know, a couple different jobs with different email addresses or different phone numbers. So we migrated over 380,000 pieces of data.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was a pretty impressive project, but the help of, you know, Everbridge and some SMEs or subject matter experts, we had a lot of assistance to get it done. And I'm really confident in the system and I'm feeling really good about it.
Okay. So now Jackson County has become more localized
mm-hmm.
to just Jackson County.
Yep.
What caused the split?
So back in 2023, the Josephine County Board of Commissioners decided that they were going to merge their emergency manager position with their IT director position. And this caused a little bit of a balk on our end because we've been focusing on building a more robust emergency management program as a whole. We've been heavily investing in it ever since the 2020 fires. And with all the natural disasters and incidents that we see across the nation, like emergency management is a focus of our county.
Right.
And with that decision, it made it, you know, our Board of Commissioners developers basically decided that, hey, we're going to move forward with our own system. That way we have the added security and flexibility to make sure that our community is being alerted to as they need to be.
So you're saying what I'm hearing you say is that there's an emphasis on expanding mm-hmm. the capability here in Jackson County, and the reduction, I'm guessing the reduction in Josephine County of staff just kind of conflicted with that.
I wouldn't necessarily frame it like that, but I will say for Jackson County, we want to be able to have the ability to, you know, after an incident, we review what went wrong, what went right. Right. What are the best practices? What can we improve upon? And with the new system that is solely focused and owned by us, we're able to do that. Josephine County Emergency Manager Jason and I have a great relationship. This has nothing to do with bad blood. It just has the direction of the Board of Commissioners, like, hey, we're going to move forward with our own account. That way we can make sure that we have the ability to reframe our alerts or revise our templates or have a different alerting strategy than Josephine County.
Okay, so it's more efficient and timely.
Yeah.
My guest is Delaney Richmond. She's the Jackson County Emergency Manager. We're talking about a new local emergency alert system for Jackson County residents. So tell me about your work overall as the Emergency Manager.
Oh, boy. Okay. So I think in a nutshell, if we look at emergency management at a whole, specifically at the local level, we are in charge of identifying all of the hazards in our area, what can potentially break down all of our systems, such as transportation, the medical industry. So like, you know, ambulance routes, hospitals, power outages, water. We look at all of the different community lifelines, as FEMA likes to call it, that could impact our community and cause, you know, a ruckus, and decide or with our community partners, like, hey, here are the top priorities that we need to fix, right? We are very susceptible to wildfires, but we're also very susceptible to earthquakes. So we have different steering committees, which is a fancy way of a whole bunch of people from different agencies and groups get together and discuss how we're vulnerable to this. And then we devise mitigation strategies. How can we offset the risk from the hazards that face Jackson County? So we write a whole bunch of plans. We do a lot of exercises and we talk to a lot of people. And then when things do happen, unfortunately, which they will, we help respond and support our first responders. And then if things get pretty big, then we activate what's called an emergency operations center. An emergency operations center is basically a glorified wheel hub where all of the right partners that are doing things out in the field can send their information where it can be collected, and then we send it out to the right people. So that way we make sure we have enough money, resources, and manpower to fix the issue at hand. And then we move on into recovery where, hey, we have to make sure our community is built back more resilient and more strong. How do we do that? So again, it's working with our community partners to figure out what we're, you know, at risk of have happening. And then how do we address it when it happens? And then how do we fix it?
Okay. That's a lot.
I know. We could do like a whole session on like emergency management one-on-one if you want.
Well, I have a question for you, and this is kind of a strange question.
Yeah.
But how does someone become a county emergency manager? Now, let me phrase it this way.
Okay.
When you were a kid, you didn't dream of someday I'm going to be the single most important person in the county when some natural or man-made disaster hit.
Right.
Right?
No, that was not my dream. No.
So where'd you grow up?
I grew up in about 45 minutes east of Portland.
Okay.
Born and raised.
So what was your journey to get where you are now?
So I actually went to school to get a bachelor's degree in fire sciences, and I was really interested in becoming a wildland paramedic when I was in high school. Series of unfortunate accidents physically made that not necessarily possible. And I actually ended up doing an internship with the Army Corps of Engineers in Portland District. Mm. So that was rather fascinating to me because it was an opportunity. Family friend said, hey, you should apply for this. It's pretty awesome. And based upon working in that office under sort of a military chain of command that was responding to federal level disasters, I got really interested in emergency management work. So I eventually became an emergency management specialist with them, with the Northwestern Division. And I was able to help support Hurricane Maria, Hurricane Harvey, the landslide. I'm not sure if you guys heard about it down here, but OSO landslide that happened in Washington.
I don't know.
Tornadoes, floods, fires. I actually worked the 2017 Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino, and Lake County fires.
Wow.
Yeah, doing a debris mission down there. So I really got interested in it at, you know, my early 20s. And then I had a really interesting opportunity to hop over to Intel. So I took a break from emergency management, and I did artificial intelligence program management for Intel for a little bit. And that's actually during the time where I moved down to Southern Oregon. I was in Beaverton at the time.
Well, that's enormously valuable now.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, it turned out it's not my thing. no, I love emergency management. I personally walk this journey, so yeah. I believe in having your household ready. The state of Oregon has a program that's 2 weeks ready, basically food, water, supplies on hand to make sure that your house – I mean, people don't understand that losing a job – or having someone suffer a medical incident. Like, those are all family emergencies where having stuff on hand and understanding how you can be more resilient as a household is very important. And if you're more resilient in these aspects, then you're more resilient to natural or man-made disasters.
Right.
So I moved down here in 2019, and I was working for Intel, like I said, decided AI wasn't for me. And I saw the opportunity to become the assistant emergency manager. So I applied, and I worked for Holly Powers, my predecessor, who's amazing, for 2 years. And then I became the emergency manager back in October.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow. Okay, so I love the way you explain this because it helps me understand.
Yeah. So I don't think, like, you go into emergency management thinking, I want to be at the center of an EOC when crap is hitting the fan. It's very much more of like, I have a personal aspiration to be better and have my family prepared for things that, you know, bad things that happened, because my family has been evacuated. My family has right. lost things. My family has suffered, you know, loss. And I have personally experienced this, which is why I have a mission to make this community stronger.
Oh, and we're all fortunate for it.
Yeah.
What should Jackson County residents do to ensure that we have this Jackson Alert system?
Can you clarify a little further?
If I live in I live in Jackson
right.
County.
Okay.
How do you connect to me if something happens? If there's a wildfire and I need to evacuate, how am I alerted?
Gotcha. Okay. So we also need to come back on and do an alert and warning system overview. But for those who were signed up in Citizen Alert, we have your information. Whatever information you use to sign up in Citizen Alert, we have in Jackson Alerts.
How do I know if I'm signed up or not?
Well, you can if you received an email from Jackson Alerts, that means you had a login from Citizen Alert. If you don't know, you can always call our office at 541-774-6790.
What is that again?
It's 541-774 6790, and our staff can look you up in the system to make sure everything is current and up to date. And if you need to sign up, I also have a sign up link as well. It's jacksoncountyor.gov/alerts.
Say that again.
jacksoncountyor.gov/alerts.
Okay, so what does it cost Jackson County residents to have this alert?
It doesn't cost them a dime. So the state of Oregon has a contract directly with Everbridge, so the county doesn't even pay for it.
What does it cost the county to run all this?
To operate it?
Yeah.
So emergency management are the administrators of the Everbridge system. So to manage it, I guess, would be me. But like I said, it doesn't cost the counties anything to own and operate.
Okay. And so how many staff do you have?
I have currently two, and I'm hiring for a third. So if there's anybody out there that wants to jump into emergency management, please send them my way.
Excellent. And now, very quickly, we're running out of time, but can you tell me about the role of first responders and how the alert system is interconnected with them?
Yeah, so emergency management's the one that presses the buttons for the alerts, right? But it's mm-hmm. really the first responders that are requesting them. Emergency management's not authorized to send any emergency alert unless it's a really rare one-off. We can't get a hold of anybody and bad stuff's happening. So the way it works is that law enforcement is the one that issues evacuations and determine the evacuation level, and then they call emergency management, order the alert, and then we press the buttons, and then we send it.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining me today, Delaney.
Yeah, thanks for having me.